主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享今天下午的主题，敬畏神是智慧的开端。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, I'd like to share with everybody the topic this afternoon, which is the beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
要根据箴言来看看这个敬畏神得到智慧为什么圣经是这样写，那对我们来说有什么意义？
And we'd like to use the book of Proverbs in order to learn the meaning behind what is written, that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
那个箴言里面像早上所提到的，它记载了很多智慧跟训诲的一些重要的人生智慧的结晶。
And this morning we learned about many aspects of our human life, surrounding the importance of wisdom and instruction.
那个当然，这个作者是主要是所罗门，他从神领受智慧之后，他所留下来的信息。
And most significantly is that this is the message written by King Solomon when he received wisdom from God.
那其实，在箴言里面有很多信息是跟敬拜神跟真理有关系的。
And in fact, many of the messages in this book are related to worshiping God.
在一般的国家里面在古时候的文明当中有很多地方人他们都有所谓的智慧书或者智慧格言集之类的东西。
And back then, among many cultures and peoples, they had books or things that were written about wisdom.
你看中国的古时候的一些古籍有很多都是充满智慧的这个像诗词都写得非常的好，很美。
And if you read into the history of ancient China, there were also ancient scriptures that had a lot of poems that contained wisdom and were written very beautifully.
你看那些会作诗的人他这个对人生的对宇宙万象的观察就 很深入，然后他就可以 用一些文字表达出他当时的心境。
And if you look at what the poets have written, they had many experiences and wisdoms from accumulated from life, and so they write downin words, and their observations are very
deep.
And they all write very well.
那比如说像在古代，在所罗门那个时代，埃及人埃及是个古文明国家，他们有很多所谓的智慧训诲书。
And at that time, during King Solomon, the nation of Egypt was very culturally advanced, and they had many wisdom books and poems.
我们在箴言里面的22:17到23:11这一段这是智慧人的箴言嘛，对不对？那这个22:17到23:11这一段，据考察，在埃及人的智慧书信里面也出现过。
And if we read on Proverbs 22,
很相似的了。
17:23-11, it also appears in what is written by the Egyptians, and it's very similar at these sayings of the wise.
就是有一些那个意思表达方式是类似的。它的信息是类似的。
And much of the message and also the way it is portrayed is very similar.
但是一般不是在圣经里面的所谓的智慧的信息呢，基本上都是要教导我们人生怎么样变成功呢。
And typically, wisdom that is not written in the Bible, is teaching us how we can be successful in life.
就是说，我们要怎么样让我们在这个世上过得更好，得到物质上的好处的。
That is to say, how can we live a better life and receive more benefits from our life?
但是圣经里面的智慧话却是要让我们更敬畏神，这是不一样的。
However, the words of wisdom in the Bible is teaching us how to fear God more, and this is different.
它所强调的重点一定是跟神的神性有关系。
The main point that it emphasizes is related to the essence and nature of God.
让我们可以了解神要人所做的，然后我们会贴近神的心意。
Then we can understand what God wants humans to do, and then we can draw closer to God's intention.
所以箴言它的其实这整卷书的主题，如果用一节经节来代表，就是9:10。
So if we could use one verse to represent the entire book of Proverbs, it would be Proverbs 9:10.
就是敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
That is to say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
因此在这个箴言里面他除了很多叫我们做人处事这些教导以外很重要就是要教导我们敬畏神。
And besides having many teachings of how to interact with others, the Proverbs teaches us many things about God and how to worship Him.
那什么叫敬畏神？我们敬畏神这样一个概念，并不是说我们对神要怀着恐惧战惊的心情 然后很怕得罪他这样子。
What does it mean to fear or revere God? It is not for us to be very afraid, and have an intense fear against him.
其实你看一般的信仰 有些人他们很敬畏神，但是他对神的看法是神是不能亲近的，神是很严厉的，你 一干犯到他，他就跟你处罚的很严重， 是很害怕的心情在敬拜的。
And many people have a perspective of faith that God is very fearful and cannot be drawn close to and very serious.
但是我们在圣经里面看到我们要敬畏神，这个就不是这样子的恐惧战惊的心情了。
However, if we look at the Bible, then we know that fearing God does not include being afraid and being in this type of fear.
圣经特别用这个父亲跟儿子的关系 来说明这个我们跟神的关系。
The Bible specifically uses the relationship between a father and son to explain our relationship between us and God.
所以敬畏神应该就是像儿女敬爱父母亲的心情，然后要知道说怎么样去避免冒犯父母亲，然后让父母亲伤心，这样的一个表达方式，这个叫敬畏。
So fearing entails a relationship similar between parents and their children, and involves children learning how not to offend their parents and make them sad.
那进一步的这个做儿女的会想要怎样来让父母亲得到喜悦
？And those who are children will want to know how to please their parents.
所以其实敬畏神基本上是。想要是亲近神是可以亲近的，又爱，就是又尊敬的那种态度。
And so, in fact, fearing God involves and contains us loving God, as well as drawing close to God.
就像我们做儿女的知道说，我们如果孝顺，然后尊敬我们的父母亲，我们一定会得好处的。
Just like us as children, we know that we will receive benefit if we were to be pious to our parents.
你看，做父母亲的他一定会反过来更爱。自己的儿女。
And on the other way around, the parents will love their children even more.
你看，所以那个其实做父母亲的，你看他如果知道儿女会对他有这种心呢、啊，这个父母亲他现在很自然的，他把他所有都给儿女。
And so if they know that their children love them, then they will also naturally give everything they have to their children.
所以你看，这个就是神带我们，其实神要我们的态度，我们对神的态度也应该像这样子。
So this is the attitude that God wants us to have, and our attitude toward God should be likewise.
我们来看一节经节，看诗篇第二篇。
Let's look at a passage. Let us look at Psalm 2.
诗篇第二篇的第十一节。
Psalm 2, verse 11.
诗篇二篇十一节说：“当存畏惧侍奉神，又当存战惊而快乐。”
2:11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
所以你看，现在他说存着畏惧来侍奉神，就是这个是一个天上造物的真神，是很伟大的。
He says, serve the Lord with fear, and this is because our Father, our God in heaven, is a very Almighty God who created all things.
我们知道这个神是很威严的。很威严就是他就是。是威严是怎么说？很威严，意思是说，他是你看你接近他的时候，你会自动产生说，哎，他是高高在上。
And when we draw close to him, we will know that he is very high.
我们跟父母亲，比如说我们儿女对父母亲，我们会知道我们跟父母亲是一样的嘛，对不对？我们都是当人呢、啊。
And when we draw close to our parents, we'll know that we are just like our parents. We are all human.
但是我们对神，神可是灵，神是创造宇宙万物，是全能的。他说一句话。这个天地就造成了呢。
However, God is spirit, and He created all things just by His words. Everything was created.
他虽然很伟大，可是他又可以让我们亲近。
And even though He is very almighty, He still allows us to draw close to Him.
所以这个他说我们现在要存这样的一个心情来侍奉神，知道他是独一的神，是至伟大的。
So He says that we have to have this kind of attitude when we draw close to Him, to know that He is the one true God and the Almighty.
然后又当存战惊而快乐了。
And we should also rejoice with trembling.
哦，所以你看，我们现在侍奉神，我们又很快乐，我们又觉得说，哎，这个很不错啊。你可以，这个神又充满恩典，你用不用很怕他，又很怜悯，又不会说动不动就被他就触犯他，然后他就会对我生气，也不会这样。
When we draw close to God, we can be very happy and know that He is full of mercy. Because even though we may do things against Him, He is compassionate.
所以敬畏包括敬拜。会遵从神。
So fearing involves respect and also honoring him.
我们会信靠他，我们又会服侍他。
We will not only rely on him but also serve him.
那我们在敬畏神的时候，哎，我们会觉得说很快乐。
When we fear God, we will feel that we are very happy.
在箴言里面，他说敬畏神是真知识的起点。
In Proverbs, it says that fear of the Lord is the beginning of true wisdom.
而且神是智慧的源头。
And that God is the source of wisdom.
今天如果我们不会敬畏神，我们就没有办法认识神。
Today, if we cannot fear God, then we cannot come to know God.
认识神的才是真的有智慧的。
Only the one who knows God is the one who truly has wisdom.
今天如果从这个角度看，今天世界上谁是智慧人呢？
From the perspective of this world, who is a wise person?
不是那个很聪明的得诺贝尔奖的那些科学家。
It is not those smart people, who have received the Nobel Prize.
今天这个智慧人可能就是平凡老百姓，可能也不这个字，可能也认识没几个字。
And the people who are truly wise are perhaps those who are average or who appear to be average and might not even be literate.
但是他可能是非常敬畏神的人。
But perhaps they are extremely reverent to God.
他知道我们人在神面前应该存什么样的态度。
And they know what kind of attitude we must have.
那就是因为我是很不行的，所以我会依靠神。
And just because I am very unable and not capable, I will rely on God.
那这个会懂得敬畏神、依靠神的人才是真的智慧。
And only the one who knows how to rely on God.Truly has wisdom.
然后那个敬畏神这个主题呢，在箴言里面呢，在箴言里面，在所有的旧约里面，敬畏是箴言的特性，所以最多敬畏的字眼就在箴言书里。
And so, fear of the Lord, or the topic of wisdom is concentrated in the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament.
也就是说，你现在从旧约圣经39卷去看，最多有关于敬畏神的部分都是在箴言里。
So if you were to say to look at all of the Old Testament books, the most that talk about fearing God is in the book of Proverbs.
那现在我们现在看箴言第二章。
Now let us look at Proverbs chapter 2.
第二章的第五节。
Proverbs 2 verse 5.
第二章五节。
Proverbs 2:5.
他说，我们从第四节开始哈。
Let us start from verse 4.
你寻求他如寻找银子。说求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝。
For if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures.
然后第五节说，你就明白敬畏神，得以认识神。
Five. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
第六节说，因为神赐人智慧，知识和聪明都由他口而出。
Verse 6 says, For the Lord gives wisdom; from his mouth come knowledge and understanding.
这里就告诉我们说，我们要认识神以前呢。要先存一个敬畏的态度。
Here it teaches us that before we come to know God, we must have an attitude of reverence.
如果我们没有这个敬畏的态度，我们基本上就不可能会认识神的。
If we do not have an attitude of fear and reverence, then it is impossible fundamentally to come to know God.
因为智慧、知识跟聪明都是由神的口而出。
Because knowledge and understanding come from the mouth of God.
如果我们今天，你看。神如果不喜悦我们呢，他对我们嘴巴闭起来的，我们就得不到智慧，我们也没有知识聪明了。
So today, if God were to be unpleased with us, then we would not be able to receive wisdom should He close His mouth.
那神为什么怎么会对我们开口呢
？So how does God open His mouth to us?
今天如果我们敬畏神，神就口是对我们张开，他对我们呼喊说：“你来，你来。”
Today, if we fear the Lord, then He will open His mouth to us and say to us, "Come."
神其实是很愿意人。亲近他的。
In fact, God is very willing for man to draw close to Him.
那但是就是我们要对他有一个正确的态度。
However, we must have the correct attitude toward Him.
他知道我们是受造，我们是卑微的，根本就不值得一提的了。
He knows that we are created and that we are lowly.
但是当我们如果愿意敬畏他的时候，他就接纳我们呢。
However, when we are willing to draw close to Him, then He will accept us.
那现在看到他这里说要敬畏神，那什么叫做敬畏？在箴言里面，他所谓的敬畏是怎么表达
？So here it talks about fearing, and what does I mean to fear according to the Bible?
我们现在看第八章，箴言第八章。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 8.
第八章，请看。第八章，请看第十三节。
Let us look at Proverbs 8:13.
十三节这里说，敬畏神在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲、狂妄并恶道以及乖谬的口都为我所恨恶。
13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate.
这里说敬畏神的要能够恨恶邪恶。
Here it says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
也就是说，我们今天。敬畏的表现就是要爱神所爱的，恶神所恶的。
And that is also to say, for us to fear the Lord today, it is to love what the Lord loves and to hate what He hates.
因此，我们一定要了解说神所喜爱的是什么，那我们要去追求。
And that is also to say, whatever God is pleased with and loves, we must pursue these things.
那什么是神所厌恶的，我们就要远离，就要躲避，不要去跟着走。
And so for the things that God hates, we must avoid and shun and not follow.
那这里说骄傲、狂妄、恶道、微谬的口，都是神所恨恶的。
And here it says that pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverse mouth are all things God hates.
所以同样的，今天如果我们是敬畏神的，我们就要远离骄傲。
So in the same way, if we are to fear God today, we must draw far away from pride.
我们一定是要存心谦卑。
And we must have a pure heart and a humble heart.
狂妄的人是神所恨恶的啦。
And those who are arrogant are those who God hates.
哦，那那些微谬的口，就是讲一些恶言的那个嘴不圣洁的，也是神所不喜欢的。
And those who have an unholy mouth or a perverse mouth are those who God does not like.
因此，我们今天敬畏神的表现就在这几个方面，去恨恶神所不喜欢的。
Therefore, for us to fear God today, it involves hating the things that God does not like.
那当然，我们就不会去做这样的事情喽。
Then of course we will not do these things.
哦，所以敬畏神的是要远离恶事了哈。
And so fearing God is to draw far away from evil things.
我们现在看第十六章。
Let us look at verse chapter 16.
第十六章第六节。
Chapter 16, verse 6.
十六章六节说，因为怜悯诚实。因怜悯诚实，罪孽得赎，敬畏神的远离恶事。
16 verse 6 In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil.
今天我们本来是罪人，我们可以被怜悯，被救赎，其实是因为神他诚实，神也怜悯我们，神是信实的神。
And today we are all sinners originally, and for us to receive mercy and pardon, it is that God had been faithful and have forgiven us.
真的，我们今天如果没有神的怜悯，我们没有一个人可以得救了。
Today, truly, if we do not have the mercy of God, none of us can be saved.
然后敬畏神的要远离恶事。
And to fear God, we must depart from evil.
我们就看到说，这个敬畏的表现在于恨恶邪恶。
So we can see that the manifestation of fear is to depart from evil.
那如果我们今天能够跟神的心意啊比较贴近以后啊。
And if we are to draw closer to God's intention and God's heart,
我们其实会得到很多神的从神来的赏赐的。
Then truly we will receive a lot of things and gifts from God.
除了圣经刚才这个箴言所说的，他会给我们智慧、知识跟聪明以外。
And just like what the Bible says, besides from giving us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge,
其实我们今天敬畏神会让我们的日子增多了。
Today, in fact, if we are to fear God, our days will increase.
我们现在看第十章二十七节。
Let us look at chapter 10, verse 27.
十章二十七节。
Verse 10:27.
然后敬畏神使人日子加多，但恶人的年岁必被减少。
27. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened.
我们现在看到这一季的话，你会觉得说，那这样子，那个我圣经里面说，我们一生的年岁啊，神都已经定好了。那会不会今天我敬畏神之后，我的年岁变多了，神就给我多活几年呢
？And once we read this, we may think that our years have already been predetermined. So if I were to fear God today, then would my days increase?
其实这个敬畏神会使我们日子加多哦，他不在意这个你的日子的长度变得很多哦，不是说真的你现在本来应该活七十岁了，现在因为敬畏神就变成活八十岁。
And it doesn't necessarily mean that once we fear God, perhaps our literal days will increase from, say, 70 years to 80 years.
神，我们没有人知道我们能活几年嘛，对不对
？Nobody knows how many years we will live, right?
等到我们死的时候，我们就知道我们是活几年。
And then until we die, then we know how many years we've lived.
只有神知道我们活几年啊。
Only God knows how many years we will live.
所以现在他说，敬畏神会让人的日子加多。
And here says that fearing the Lord will increase the days of man.
真的，我们今天如果敬畏神以后，我们发现我们的日子变得很充实。
And today, truly, if we fear the Lord, then we will realize that our days become more abundant.
我们生命变得很有意义啊。
And then our life is filled with meaning.
所以，当我们会敬畏神，我们会知道我们生命的意义的时候，我们日子才会变多，我们感觉上真的会变多了。
And so once we fear God, then we will feel like our days have meaning, and truly our days have increased.
你看，我们有些弟兄姐妹，他们来信主以后啊，才恍然大悟啊。他们来信主之后才明白说啊，过去哦，真的白活了。
And when many brothers and sisters come to believe in the Lord, they'll realize that their past life had been lived in vain.
他们可能已经活了五六十年了。
They may have already lived for 50, 60 years.
结果发现说来信主以后才真的怎么过日子，才知道怎么过日子。
And then they come to realize afterwards how to truly live their lives.
所以呢，他其实整个生命可能有七八十岁。
So perhaps their whole life is 70 to 80 years.
但是知道说怎么过日子，可能就只有十年而已。
But perhaps the only time they know how to live their life is for 10 to 20 years.
所以表面上很长，其实是空的。
So on the surface, it seems very long, but it is empty.
但是今天我们如果会敬畏神，我们每一天都很充实。
But today, if we are to fear the Lord, then all of our days will be abundant.
所以不管我们神给我们的生命有多长。
So no matter how long, God has given us.
我们的这一生里面一定是会觉得说我们的日子是。神给我们是足够的。
Then our entire lives will feel that the days God has given us have been enough.
那反过来，他说恶人呢
？And if you switch this around, it talks about the evil man.
哦，他说恶人的年岁就被减少。
It says the years of the wicked will be shortened.
也就是说，今天如果我们不是一个敬畏神，我们的生命在神面前是没有价值的。我们发现，我们活在世上，活在久，其实也没有用。
And today, if we are to be one who does not fear the Lord, and our lives would not have value, and we will feel that our lives on earth do not mean much.
就像传道书所说的。就最后是发现是捕风，都是虚空。
Just like what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, we'll realize in the end that everything is in vain.
所以表面上好像很长，其实里面是空洞的。
And so on the surface, it may seem that it is very long,
没有价值。
But truly, it is empty and has no value.
所以敬畏神，让我们的日子加多。
And so fearing God will increase our days.
那其实让我们的日子很充实，其实我们生命里面生命力是很丰盛的。
And in fact, to have our lives be abundant, it is for our history and our lives to also be very abundant.
今天如果我们会敬畏神，不但我们自己会领受从神的好处，连我们的家人都会因着这样子得到神的祝福。
And today, if we are to fear the Lord, not only will we ourselves receive blessing, but all those in our family will also receive His blessing.
我们现在看十四章。
Let us now look at chapter 14.
十四章的第二十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
二十六节说，敬畏神的大有倚靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
26 says, in the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge.
二十七节说，敬畏神就是生命的泉源，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。
Verse 27 says, the fear of the Lord is the fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death.
这句话真的写得非常的好，敬畏神的人是有倚靠的，他的儿女都连带受福气的。
And this is very well written. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence that all of his children will receive blessing.
因为你看，敬畏神带给我们就是生命的泉，我们的生命真的越来越丰盛。
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, and truly our lives become more and more abundant.
我们可以进入神的永生里了。
We could enter into the eternal life.
就离开死亡的网罗。
And then depart from the snares of death.
我们凡事都会看到神对我们的祝福。
In all things, we will see the blessing of God toward us.
因此这个敬畏神的人、哦、他得到生命、啊、我们就会发现说我们的生活里面会很满足。
Therefore, the man who fears the Lord will receive life, and we will feel that in our lives we are very abundant and full.
我们不会像一般不敬畏神的人、啊、汲汲营营地追求一些物质的东西。
And we will not be like those who do not fear the Lord, who are very rushed to pursue things in this world.
我们生命的重心一定会放在神身上。
Our lives main.A center point will be put upon God.
绝对不会是放在这个物质上的享受，这个物质上，这个世界上。
And it absolutely will not be placed on the material pleasures of the world.
一个敬畏神的人呢，他心里面是很稳定的。
One who fears God is very stable in his heart.
不会看到人家哇，人家在流行什么，我就要去有什么。
They do not feel that they need something when they see that there is a trend.
因为我们的心里面如果知足以后，我们就不会被外界的这些世界所引诱了。
Because if we feel satisfied in our heart, then we will not be tempted by the things outside.
看十九章二十三节。
Let us look at chapter 19, verse 23.
十九章二十三节。
Chapter 19, verse 23.
敬畏神的得着生命，他必恒久知止，不遭祸患。
23. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil.
你看，在主耶稣的信息里面，他告诉我们，今天如果我们可以知足啊，我们真的就会，就像说圣经说的，不口渴，也不饥饿。
And look at what Jesus had taught us. If we put our life in God, then we will not be in thirst and not be in hunger.
敬虔加上知足就是大力的哈。
And to have reverence and to be satisfied is great power and strength.
那所以今天我们敬畏神带给我们的就是恒久知足，我们不造后患，就是我们今天我们一定在这个神的祝福底下很安稳，而且很得到平静。
And the fear of the Lord will lead to life and satisfaction. And if we truly fear the Lord, then our lives will be stable and smooth and calm.
虽然世界动荡，但是我们的心情就很稳定了。
Even though the world is moving and in chaos, our hearts will be very stable.
我们今天呢，如果能够看到这里他所告诉我们这个敬畏的重点呢，我们一定会 生活里面会充满神带给我们的平安。
Today, if we can see the main point in fearing God, then our lives will be filled with peace.
敬畏神其实比财宝更重要了。
Fearing God is truly, in fact, more important than treasures.
看十五章的十六节。
Let us look at chapter 15, verse 16.
十五章的十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 16.
他说：“少有财宝敬畏神，多如多强如多有财宝却烦乱不安。”
It says, "Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble."
今天其实我们的神给我们的财富如果够用，就满足。
Today, in fact, if we have enough wealth from God, then we should be satisfied.
那我们可以我们的时间、我们的精神来敬畏神、来服侍神。
Then our time and energy should be spent on serving God and worshiping God.
那这样的福气呢，比那个财宝很多，可是你就是烦扰不安，还好太多了。
And this blessing is greater than treasures because if there are treasures with too, because great treasures may come with too much trouble.
在箴言里面呢，他谈到很多有关于财富的事情哦。
And in the book of Proverbs, it talks a lot about wealth.
其实很多这个财富哦，是。它是会长翅膀飞掉的啦。
And in fact, material wealth, can be eaten by moths and will disappear.
像鸟一样，它等一下就飞光了，会走了。
And just like a bird, it will fly away later.
像水一样流来流去。
Just like water, it flows around.
所以其实财富是不会长久了。
And therefore, in fact, wealth it will not last long.
也不会带来真正的满足。
And it will not bring about true satisfaction.
但是敬畏神却是真正的满足。
But fear of the Lord is true satisfaction.
然后我们今天呢，如果能够用一个谦卑的态度，然后来敬拜神啊，哦，我们今天会是一个很有智慧的人呢。
Today, if we can have a humble heart to come worship God, then we will be a person that has true wisdom.
我们在神面前就变得有价值哦。
And we will have true value in our lives.
看二十二章。
Let us look at chapter 22.
第四节。
Chapter 22, verse 4.
第二十二章第四节说：“敬畏神，心存谦卑，就得富有、尊荣、生命为赏赐。”
22:4 By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
那个这里讲两件事嘛，哈，要用谦卑的态度跟敬畏神的态度，然后呢，我们就会变得富有，也会得到尊荣，我们也有生命。做我们的奖赏。
Here it talks about two things: having the attitude of humility and the attitude of fear of the Lord. Then we will have riches, honor, and life.
这个就是今天我们，这个就是真实的、真正的富足。
And this is true wealth.
哦，然后你看，今天我们有生命、有永生呢，才是最好的啦。
And today, if we can have eternal life, then this is the best.
主耶稣已经讲过了，他说：“人如果赚得全世界，却……”失上自己的生命有什么好处？
And Jesus had already said that if man is to gain the whole world but lose his soul, then what does he truly gain?
所以生命其实比全世界所有的总和还更有价值。
And so in fact, life is of even greater value than all of the things in our present life.
这个生命，你看今天神如果给我们永生，
And we see that our life today can bring about eternal life.
如果神给我们永生呢？
And if God were to give us eternal life,
我们就跟神有份了。
Then we can have part in God.
那么神所有的一切，我们都是有份的哦。
Then all of the things that God has, we have a part in.
那这个世界上的财富怎么有办法跟神比较呢？
And then how can all the wealth in this world compare to God?
那我们在神的国度里面，这是何等的荣耀了。
And to be in the kingdom of God is great glory.
所以你看，我们今天敬畏神的奖赏是什么？
So today, let us look at the treasure and reward from fearing God.
他说富有。尊荣生命。
Here it says riches, honor, and life.
因此，敬畏神是智慧的开端呢。
And in fact, fearing God is the beginning of wisdom.
这个是开始有智慧之后，我们其实接下来得到很多神所要赏赐给我们的，这是远超过财富所能够得到的。
After we start to receive wisdom, we receive many things from God, and these things are greater than the wealth.
那我们现在敬畏神这样一个在神面前的态度，我们的这个。信仰要一直持续下去的。
And if we fear God, then we have to maintain our attitude and our faith.
我们要能够立定心意说，我们今天要一直望着神，然后在这个道理上下功夫的去认识神。
We have to be determined to fix our eyes on God and to spend effort in the truth.
啊，不要去看那个外面这世界上的这些罪人呢。
And not to look at the sinners in this world.
因为有时候罪人哈也是会有那个很兴盛的时候、啊、
Because sometimes sinners will also have their good moments.
如果看到罪人哦，跟那恶人得昌盛，我们就有时候心怀不平了。
And when we see sinners receive good and have and prosperity, then we would not be at peace in our hearts.
有时候我们想说，我敬畏神，但是我跟这个没有敬畏神的比起来，好像敬畏神好像比较没有价值。
And sometimes we may feel that I fear God, but compared to the person who does not fear God, it seems that I have less value.
但其实不是，刚好相反。
But in fact, it is a complete opposite.
真正的价值是在敬畏神。
The true value is in fearing God.
看二十三章第十七节。
Let us look at chapter 23, verse 27.
二十三章的十七节。
Verse 23, verse 17.
说你心中不要嫉妒罪人，只要终日敬畏神。
23:17. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day.
哦，他说不要一直去看着那个罪人哦，他有多好了。
And this means to not look at how good the sinners are.
罪人所拥有的，其实他所享受的是罪中之乐了。
And all the things that sinners have are the pleasures from sin.
但这些都会过去。
But all of these things will come to pass.
神最后一定会按个人所行的来报应个人。
In the end, God will repay all men for all the things they have done.
罪人在神的国度是站不住，也没有份的。
Sinners cannot stand in the kingdom of God and have no part.
那有什么好羡慕的？
Then what is there to be envious?
所以也不需要去嫉妒。他说他怎么这么好，这么好。
So there's no point in being jealous of how good they are. This
is 暂时性的而已。
The characteristic of being temporary.
但是我们一定是要终日能够敬畏神，我们要很久的敬畏神。
But all the days in our life, we must loyally fear God.
那我们如果敬畏神呢？我们的其他、我们的亲人啊、我们的朋友、我们的教会的弟兄姐妹都会说：“哎，我们发现说这样一个家人，我们的弟兄姐妹觉得很感谢主。”
And so, if we fear God, then those who are close to us, our relatives and our friends, we'll see that it is very fortunate to fear God.
今天我们称赞人呢，我们是称赞看到他这个敬畏神的这个好表现，给我们是立下一个好榜样。
And today, we may compliment people for fearing God, and that is because they leave a good example for us.
今天我们现在看一下第三十一章第三十节。
Chapter 31, verse 30.
三十一章的三十节。
Chapter 31, verse 30.
这里是在讲这个财那个贤惠的妇人了哈。
Here it talks about the virtuous woman.
第三十节说，艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏神的妇女必得称赞。
30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
敬畏神的，不管是弟兄或姐妹，一定都得称赞了。
And whether brother or sister, he who fears the Lord will be praised.
但是他这里告诉我们说，这是一个对比，是要追求外表的这些美丽。然后荣耀还是要追求内心真实的敬畏神的这种态度。
Here there is a direct comparison or analogy that either you will pursue the things of the world, which is charm and beauty, or you will pursue the things of God, which is fearing the Lord.
这个外表美貌会随着年纪而消失的。
This outer beauty will disappear along with age.
但是我们敬畏神的这种生命的丰盛呢，却会随着时间越来越多，越来越成熟。
But the fear of the Lord will grow and be more mature along with the abundance of life.
那最后真的会得到荣耀，真的会得到称赞的，就是我们敬畏神的这个生命的表现了。
And in the end, when we will truly receive praise and glory, in our behavior in this life, if we fear the Lord.
所以这个箴言里面呢，它从头到尾啊，都在讲敬畏神。
And so Proverbs, from the beginning to the end, is talking about fearing God.
这是它的最重要的一个主题。
And this is one of the most important themes.
然后第二个在箴言里面很特殊的就是讲到智慧。
And the second thing that is very special in Proverbs is wisdom.
所以他现在讲说敬畏神是智慧的开端，他现在敬畏跟智慧两个是合在一起的。
So here it says that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And so wisdom and fearing God is put together.
我们如果在查考旧约圣经，你会发现讲到智慧最多的也是箴言。
If we study the Old Testament,the book that mentions the most about wisdom is also Proverbs.
不管是名词的智慧，或者是智慧人，或者是有智慧的、有聪明的，这些字眼，通通都在圣经里面从头到尾就贯穿整卷书。
Whether it is the noun wisdom or people who have wisdom or the wise one or ones who have understanding, it is filled in the book of Proverbs.
基本上每一章你都会看到智慧跟聪明。
And almost in every chapter, you will see it is filled with the words wisdom and understanding.
然后有时候他会就用一个对比，什么叫做愚昧啊？什么叫做愚昧人这样子？
And sometimes they'll be directly compared with foolishness or one who is foolish.
那在箴言里面呢，它其实已经虽然只是这个格言嘛，但其实里面有很重要的基督的预表。
And in Proverbs, even though they are like stanzas or separated, but they are very important prefigurations of the Lord Jesus.
在箴言里面，智慧曾经被拟人化三次，向世人大声呼喊。
And in Proverbs, wisdom has been personified, has been and has called out to man three times.
我们现在看第一章。
Let us look at chapter one.
第一章第二十节。
Proverbs chapter one verse 20.
这个智慧。三次公开的呼喊
，Wisdom has called out aloud three times.
好，第二十节说，智慧在街市上呼喊，在宽阔处发声。
Verse 20 says, Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares.
在热闹街头喊叫，在城门口，在城中发出言语。
She cries out in the chief concourses at the open gates in the city. She speaks her words.
好，那接下去，他就在从一章啊，从二十节一直到第三十一节。到三十三节基本上都是智慧发生的内容了。
And fundamentally, from verse 20 to 33, it is talking about what happens with wisdom.
好，那我们现在先跳过去看第八章。
Let us jump to chapter 8.
第八章的第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
是第二次智慧的话发生呼喊，智慧岂不呼叫？聪明岂不发声吗
？And chapter 1, chapter 8, verse 1, does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice?
二节说她在道路道旁高处的顶上，在十字路口站立。
Verse 2, she takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet.
第三节说在城门旁，在城门口，在城门洞，大声的说。
Verse 3, she cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors.
哦，这个智慧就好像一个人一样啊。
So wisdom is just like a person.
她现在要讲话。
And right now she wants to speak.
然后要叫世人说注意听，注意听这样子。
And she tells all the people in the world to listen carefully.
然后看第九章第一节。
And let's look at chapter 9, verse 1.
这是第三次智慧的呼喊哦。
This is the third time that wisdom calls out.
智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子。
Wisdom has built her house. She has honed her own seven pillars.
第二节说宰杀牲畜，调和脂油，设摆筵席。
She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table.
第三节说打发使女出去，自己在城中至高处呼叫。
Verse 3, she has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city.
那这里啊，这个智慧，她准备了很丰盛的筵席，去叫人要来享受，邀请人来。
Here, wisdom has prepared an abundant feast and calls everybody out to come in.
这个智慧啊，她现在贯穿整卷箴言呢，她现在要对人呼喊。他是要提供给人真的很多重要的信息，也要邀请人来享受他所提供的。
And here, wisdom is calling out for the people to come so that she can deliver an important message and for people to come and enjoy the feast.
那这个智慧是谁
？Then who is wisdom?
他看起来像人，对不对
？She sounds like a person.
然后呢，现在在第八章的地方呢，他这样子介绍他自己。
And now in the area of chapter 8, she introduces herself.
现在看第八章22节。
Let us now look at chapter 8, verse 22.
在神造化的起头，在太初创造万有之前，就有了我。
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way, before His works of old.
二十三节说，从亘古，从太初，未有世界以前，我已被立。
Verse 23 says, I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth.
二十四节，没有深渊，没有大水的泉源，我已生出。
Verse 24, when there were no depths, I was brought forth.When there were no fountains abounding with water.
25节说大山未曾奠定，小山未有之先，我已生出。
Verse 25, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth.
第26节，神还没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质，我已生出。
Verse 26, while as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world.
哦，好，那跳过去看第三十节。
Let us jump to verse 30.
那时我在他那里为公师，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃。
Verse 30, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
三十一节说，踊跃在他为人预备可住之地，也喜悦住在世人之间。
Verse 31, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and by delight was with the sons of men.
我们从这一段里面看到这个智慧的自我介绍，我们是不是看得会？似曾很熟悉呢
Here we see a self-introduction, and do we feel that this is very familiar?
那这里这个智慧其实应该就是在预表主耶稣基督了。
And in fact, this wisdom here should be prefiguring the Lord Jesus Christ.
他其实在已经 主耶稣 他是天上的神。
The Lord Jesus is the God in heaven.
他是创造万有的源头。
He is the source of all creation.
所有的万物都是为他造的，也是借他造的。
And all creation was created by him and created for him.
所以你看这一看这一段看这一段呢，我们如果对照罗马书第十一章啊。
And if, so, if we read this passage and we compare it with Romans chapter 11,
看罗马书十一章
Romans chapter 11,
第三十三节
verse 33.
罗马书十一章的三十三节
Romans chapter 11, verse 23.
身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
34说谁知道主的心谁做过他的谋士呢
?36 says, For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor?
35谁事先给了他使他后来偿还呢
?35 Or who has first given to him, or it shall be repaid to him.
36因为万有都是本于他倚靠他归于他愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
36 For of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen.
这一句这一段信息跟箴言八章的那个自我介绍基本上是相通的。
This passage is very similar and matches up with the passage in Proverbs.
主耶稣基督他早在万有之先就存在了。
Before all creation, Jesus Christ already existed.
神是自己存在的，自有拥有的啦。
God is self-existing and exists himself.
哦，所以一切其实都是从神来的，从主耶稣基督造出来的。
And so all things are from God and have been created by the Lord Jesus.
最后他说，所有的荣耀都归给他。
And in the end, it says all glory shall be given to him.
这个神，他说也踊跃的在世人当中，是在住在我们当中的。
And now this God lives among us. 哦，
所以现在这样一个信息呢，在哥罗西书第一章我们就看到了。
And we can see this message in Colossians chapter 1.
现在看哥罗西书第一章。
Now let us look at Colossians chapter 1.
第十五节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
爱只是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Chapter 1, verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
十六节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的。一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
16 For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him.
17节说他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
17 says, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist.
哥罗西书这里这一段信息在讲主耶稣基督啊。
This passage in Colossians is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就在箴言的八章看到主耶稣的影子了。
And in Proverbs chapter 8, we have already seen the shadow of Jesus.
那真正的实体主耶稣的出现，就是在约翰福音所记载的，在罗马书、在哥罗西书、在以弗所书里面，我们都看到了。
And the true manifestation or substance of the Lord Jesus Christ is recorded in John, in Colossians, in Romans, and also in
以弗所书
Ephesians.
所以现在这个。在箴言里面，其实它有很重要的真理的预表在那里。
And so in the truth there is, in the Bible there is the prefiguration of truth.
所以智慧基本上，它就好像一个充满全能的，然后它愿意把所有它一切都给我们。
And so basically the truth is filled with the Almighty, and all the wisdom is given to us through Him.
它特别呼喊说，世人啊，你们赶快来听。
Wisdom especially calls out that all the people in the world come and listen.
那特别是对那些自己认为说我不是很聪明，我其实不是很有智慧的人，那个智慧特别呼喊说来听。
Especially for those who feel like they do not have much wisdom or that they feel they are foolish, wisdom is especially calling out for them to come and listen.
啊，我们有时候都会想说我是智慧人呢。
And sometimes we will think that we are a wise person.
其实我们如果认为我们不够聪明，我们还是有时候还是很愚昧，我们就会听到这个智慧的呼喊。
However, if we feel that we are not wise enough, or we feel that we are foolish, then we will listen to the call of wisdom.
主耶稣说他来是要来招罪人的。
Lord Jesus said that he came to call the sinners.
就是要招那些心灵 觉得很虚空的，就是谦卑的人。
That is to call those who feel that they're empty in their hearts.
如果自己认为自己很有智慧，已经很够了，很有了，他就不需要，他就不会听到智慧的呼喊了。
If one feels that they are wise, that they are full, and they already have, then they will not listen to the call of wisdom.
那最后他就不会得到生命的泉源。
And in the end, they will not receive the fountain of life.
那其实这个就变成愚妄。
And so, in fact, this person will become a foolish person.
你看，所以我们现在看一段，我们看回来箴言第一章。
Let us look back to Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言第一章的第二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 22.
二十二节说：“你们愚昧人喜爱愚昧，亵慢人喜欢亵慢，愚顽人恨恶之事，要到几时呢？”
22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge.
23节说，你们当因我的责备回转，我要将我的灵浇灌你们，将我的话指示你们。
23 says, turn at my rebuke, surely I will pour out my spirit on you, I will make my words known to you.
所以其实这个智慧他真的很愿意让人回转的，他希望人能够得到智慧啊。
And so in fact, wisdom is very willing for people to turn and for them to receive wisdom.
他甚至要把他的灵浇灌人，然后要把他的话语信息指示人明白的。
And wisdom even wants to pour the spirit onto you and for the words to be made known.
但是如果是愚昧人，他就拒绝，他就不要接受。
However, if one is foolish, then wisdom will reject this person.
那些人就是不敬畏神的。
And these people are people who do not fear God.
那时候他一定会后悔。
And at that time, they will surely be regretful.
所以现在有时候神用责备就是要让人回转。
And so sometimes God uses rebuke for man to turn.
他责备就是因为他爱，他才会责备。
He rebukes because he loves.
哦，所以今天这一段他的呼喊就是要我们能够回转归向神。
And so here this calling of wisdom is for us to turn back to God.
我们现在看第八章他第二段的呼喊。
Let us look at chapter 8, the second calling.
第二段的呼喊他呼喊什么？
The second passage where wisdom is calling, what is she calling out?
我们现在看第五节，八章五节。
Let us look at chapter 8, verse 5.
八章五节说，愚蒙人啊，你们要会悟灵明，愚昧人啊，你们当心里明白。
Chapter 8, verse 5 says, Oh, you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart.
第六节说，你们当听，因我要说极美的话，我张嘴要论正直的事。
Chapter 8, verse 6, Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things.
第七节，我的口要发出真理，我的嘴憎恶邪恶。
Verse 7, For my mouth will speak truth, wickedness is an abomination to my lips.
第八节，我口中的言语都是公义的，并无弯曲怪僻。
Verse 8, All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them.
第九节说，有聪明的就以为明显。得知识的以为正直了。
And verse 9 says, They who are plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge.
这一段呢，他在讲他在宣告他所讲的话到底多有价值了。
And here it is proclaiming how valuable the things that are said.
那如果我们会把他的这个教训真的把它珍惜，甚至他说比黄金比白银更有价值的时候，我们就得到他这个他要给我们最好的至宝了。
And if we can truly see the value and keep the message and instruction, then we will come to have the thing that is more valuable than silver and gold and all precious treasures.
我们最终一定会发现说，哇，原来神就是最好。
In our lives, we'll realize that truly God is the best.
因为你看，今天我们是爱神的恩典，还是爱神本身呢？
Because look, today, do we love the blessing of God or do we love God Himself?
这个恩典有时候会随着时间，会随着情境不一样就。
And sometimes blessing will be different depending on what time.
但是神永远不会改变。
But God always will never change.
所以今天重点是我们要拥有神。
And so the main point today is that we must have God.
所以你看他这里这个呼喊，他要求我们最后应该是要得到神本身了。
And so this calling at the end, we must receive God Himself.
你现在看第八章十七节。
Let us look at 8 verse 17.
爱我的，我也爱他；恳切寻求我的，必寻得见。
I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me.
十八节说，丰富尊荣在我，恒久的财并公义也在我。
18 says, riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness.
哦，然后第十九节说，我的果实胜过黄金，强如金金，我的出产超乎万银。
Verse 19 says, my fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver.
这个敬畏，这个智慧，他这样子邀请，他这样子呼吁我们要让。我们能够被他所爱啊。
Wisdom invites us and calls us so that we may be loved by her.
我们愿不愿意接受智慧的这个邀请，这个呼喊呢？
Are we willing to accept the invite and call of wisdom?
如果我们能够接受，我们一定会得到真的神所赐给我们的福气。
If we can accept it, then we will truly receive the blessing that God gives.
我们会发现说，我们得到最宝贵的。
We will realize that we have received the most precious thing.
在这个世界上，真的最宝贵的就是主耶稣基督。
In this world, the most precious thing is truly Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们有神。
If we have God,
我们就有一切,
then we have all things.
我们就有盼望,
then we have hope.
我们将来就有永生,
then in the future we will have eternal life.
我们有永生, 我们比这世界上更任何东西都更值得追求。
And eternal life is the most worthy thing to pursue than anything in this world.
哦, 所以求主耶稣带领我们。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to guide us.
那我们在读圣经的时候, 我们能够抱一个敬畏的态度。
The whole way we read the Bible,and study the Bible, we can have a heart of reverence.
那求神能帮助我们能够有一个敬畏的心、谦卑的态度，然后来从真言里面来领受他所给我们的训诲。
We ask God to give us a heart of reverence and an attitude of humility, so that we can study His instructions in the Bible.
我们不但得智慧，我们也得生命。
Not only do we receive wisdom, but we also receive life.
这是神邀请我们来做的，我们愿意一起来做吗
？This is what God is inviting us to do. Are we all willing to do it?
聪明的。我们弟兄姐妹一定会愿意遵守，愿意一定会听从。
The wise brothers and sisters for sure will take heed to this, and they will follow it.
我们来唱诗25首。
Let us sing hymn 25.